My introduction to architecture was through a middle school art class. The assignment was to create an apartment out of a shoebox. And so each student got a little shoebox, and we were challenged to take carpet samples and all kinds of little material, little found objects, and create a home for ourselves within that context. And so that's my introduction to the profession. But that, coupled with my experience growing up in Detroit in the early 90s and seeing downtown Detroit, you know, really struggling from an economic perspective, a lot of really beautiful buildings that were boarded up or, you know, broken windows and things that really stood to be improved upon. And you could see that they had a really rich prior life. But, you know, at the time when I had an opportunity to see them as a little kid, you know, they just were ghosts of their former selves. And so that experience really prompted me to look at ways to solve that problem. And I thought that architects fix buildings. And so if I became an architect, I could fix the buildings. And then Detroit would, you know, ultimately be a better place to live. I later realized that's not how any of that worked. But it was a good introduction to the profession and to the opportunity to help, you know, shape the future of the built environment. So in college, I started to understand that architecture alone wasn't quite the answer. I mean, it's a great starting point. But when I was a student at Cornell, I did a 5-year Bachelor of Architecture program, and I ended up taking classes in real estate, even at that time, just to really understand the full set of tools that I would need to have real impact. So I took real estate development classes, planning classes, government classes, really the full spectrum of things that I felt would be necessary to help make an impact. And I ended up practicing architecture for a number of years in Washington, D.C., in New York City. And then while I was in New York, I transitioned from traditional architecture to real estate project management. And that was, you know, really my first foray into understanding more of the perspective of the owner.